You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. In Play Radio, from a 40-20 to winners aplenty. We've got it covered.
Hello and welcome along to the William Hill Rugby League podcast, looking ahead to week 22 in the Super League. My name is Mark Walton and joining me on the line is Rugby League commentator Mark Wilson. How are you, Mark?
Hi, mate. Yeah, good, thanks.
Good man. Another crucial week in the Super League, the penultimate weekend as well. It really matters at this time of season, and we could see a few more changes this weekend, couldn't we?
Yeah, we could. I mean, it's a big, big weekend. You know, we could be that the top eight places get decided this weekend. The top four will go down to the last weekend of the season, whatever happens, just purely because of the way that the league table is at the moment. I guess all eyes will be on the big game, which is Friday night. Hull KR entertaining Hull FC. Hull FC know that a win will guarantee them a place in the top eight.
Yeah, we'll move on to that game in due course. But let's start with Thursday evening's game. You mentioned that the top four is still wide open. Saints in that top four, they're in second place. They're away at Warrington, who sit in sixth place at the moment, but still harbour ambitions to get into that top four. It's 10-11 for Warrington. The draw 16-1. St Helens are 10-11. The handicap is scratch here as well. And Saints have beaten Warrington twice already this season. Mark, does it follow suit here?
No, I don't think it does. Anyone that, you know, I opposed Saints last week on the handicap against Huddersfield. That bet would have landed last week. I just think they're not quite firing at the minute for me, St Helens, Mark. I wouldn't want to be backing them. And I think what Warrington have shown this year, they've been very inconsistent, but they're putting together a bit of a run of a form. They beat Wigan the other week and they've beaten Leeds twice. When the heat is on for Warrington, they're inevitably coming up with a good. So I think that Warrington will win again this weekend. I think they'll beat St Helens. I just think there's something not quite right. I can't put my finger on where it is. I just think St Helens are stumbling along at the moment, and I'm not sure you can do that against a team as good as Warrington.
Yeah, big news for Warrington as well this week is that Ashton Sims, Ben Curry and Anthony England are all back for them. That's crucial, isn't it?
You know, he's back from suspension, yeah. Sims, obviously, big man up front. We'll be looking to lay the law down to St Helens, big pack, and Ben Curry, one of the form players of the season, he's back as well. So whether England will feature, I'm not too sure, but the other two certainly will. And that's a welcome boost for Tony Smith, who beat his brother last weekend, and he'll be hoping to beat Saints this weekend.
Yeah, and you mentioned you can't really quite put your finger on what it is with Saints at the moment. I suppose one of the things could be their away form. They do struggle on the road at the moment, don't they?
Yeah, I just think they look a little bit tired. I know I keep coming up with this and keep using this reasoning, but you know, they conceded an awful lot of points. It was 34 they conceded last week against the Huddersfield Giants. They got battered at Leeds before that. Just for me, they're conceding too many points, and against the Warrington Wolves, they'll be made to pay for that, because Warrington are capable of scoring points on anyone. So I think, yeah, home advantage for me. I know Saints have always had a good record against Warrington, but I actually think Warrington are definitely the player for me this week.
Starting with Warrington then, how would you approach it from a betting angle then? Would you go with Warrington to get out and stay out in front in the double result, or is there any try scorers that stand out to you? How would you play it?
Well, I've been looking. I think you could be right on that double result. I think if Warrington are going to win, they're going to win from the front. 13-8 on Warrington half-time, Warrington full-time. Looks a player to me. I can't imagine for any reason that Saints are going to get blown away. I know they got blown away at Leeds the other week, but I don't think, as much as I don't think they'll win, I don't think there'll be a massive amount in the game. So I think Warrington 1-12 at 21-10 is appealing for me. Certainly be looking to play that one. And in terms of the try scorers, I'll be looking at the likes of maybe Darryl Clark at 9-4, just signs that he's sneaking back to a little bit of form at the moment. From a Warrington perspective, he's a player that I have a lot of time for. He's not had his best start as a Warrington player by any stretch of the imagination, but he's very much on the improve, and I think as he improves, Warrington will improve as well. So I'd be looking at him. He's got 6 tries for the season, not as prolific as maybe he should have been, but I think just signs with him coming into form, I think the price on him to get a try at 9-4 is quite frankly too big.
Okay, you think that Warrington will win, then you don't think they'll run away with it. Would you be brave enough to go Warrington to win by 1-5 at 9-2, just being a tempting price?
it's a player, and I won't put anyone off it. I think this is one of those games, you know, where you could go Warrington and both teams to get 20 points. I don't think we've priced that up just yet. I'm having a look. But as soon as that does come live, I'll be looking to play that. I think this could be quite an open game, to be honest. But I just think Warrington, it might just mean that, you know, if they win, they could potentially still come in the top four. They would go to Castleford next week, and it could be a winner-takes-all job there. So they're setting themselves up nicely. I think Saints are just muddling along. So I see where you're coming from, the 1-5, 9-2. I'd be more inclined to go 6-10, you know, 11-2. I think there could be a try or more in this one. So I like that 11-2, 6-10 points.
OK, Warrington to win then on Thursday evening. Let's move on to Friday night's game. Hull KR against Hull FC in the Hull Derby. They're expecting a record attendance in the Hull KR version of this fixture. It's 4-6 for the Robins. The draw is 18-1 and Hull FC are 6-5. Hull KR minus 2 on the handicap at 10-11. The handicap tie is 16-1 and Hull FC plus those two is 10-11. Hull KR have won 4 of the last 5 Hull Derbies. They're very solid at home. We've seen that this season already. Do you think they'll win this one?
No, I don't. In my gut feeling, no, I don't. I don't like to talk about Hull this week. It cost me a fortune by beating Castleford last week. I did have a big bet on that one, and I was at the game, you know, and Castleford should have won. Hull, credit to them, had a lot of big-name players missing, and what they did is they put a shift in for their coach, and I think it'd be that kind of effort that wins this game. I think, personally, I think Hull KR, yeah, they've got a great record in this, but they got absolutely towelled by Hull at the Magic Weekend. 46-20 was probably flattering for Hull KR, to be honest. I've just got a sneaky feeling Hull are going to go and do a number on them. And there are a couple of injury concerns, so what's your team news on this one? Because I had a little whisper today, I don't know if it's true or not, that Albert Kelly might not be playing for Hull Kingston Rovers. I think he has been named in the squad, but if he doesn't play, along with Campese out for the season, I think that might be one injury blow too many for Hull KR. And I just have to side on the side of the black and whites in this one. I think they're going to nick it all FC.
Yeah, that will be significant if Albert Kelly doesn't play. On the black and white side of things as well, Mickey Payer will miss the game. He's had his appeal against the ban overturned, so he's missing. He's quite a big miss as well, isn't he, for Hull FC?
Yeah, one of the form players in the competition. And they will miss him, but they beat Castleford without him last week. Although if Hull KR play as bad as Castleford do, then Hull will win anyway. It doesn't matter who's playing in the front row. But yeah, I think, you know, you're right to point that out, that he is a big miss. But Liam Watts has been outstanding for Hull FC. He's doing the work of two men at the minute. And I think, you know, looking at the squad that Hull are hoping to put out, you know, the likes of Minicello is named, so if he comes back in, that'll be a big, big boost for the black and whites.
Yeah, we haven't really talked about the league positions too much here, but just to outline as it stands, it's crucial for 8th place, isn't it? Hull KR currently in 9th, Hull FC in 8th. If Hull KR win, they go level on points with the game to play. If Hull FC win, then they're 4 points clear and they've already qualified for the top 8. You did kind of allude to that at the start of the podcast, but this game is going to be absolutely massive on Friday evening, isn't it?
No, it is, mate, because ultimately Hull KR could be consigned to the middle eights if they lose. They pretty much are going to be consigned to the middle eights if they lose, so that's how important it is for anyone. What that means is it opens up the potential that they could get relegated. If you finish in the top eight, you can't get relegated. It's as simple as that. And you can go on and potentially win the grand final. So this is a massive game for Hull Kingston Rovers, and one on the home pitch that they can't even contemplate losing, but I just think they're struggling. I think they're, you know, I don't know what it is with Hull KR at the moment. They've had two very winnable away games back-to-back, Hull Kingston Rovers. And, you know, at Salford, I forget, they were 18-4 up at half-time and they got absolutely battered. I think they lost the second half 27-0. That's not a sign of a team that's in form that's going to come here and do get a result. Now, granted, at home, they're a different beast, but I'm sorry, I wouldn't be having them given at the minute. I think Hull KR are a swerve for me. I think they've got one eye on a cup semi-final in 2 weeks, and that could well be what their season hinges on. They shouldn't have any problems if they do go to that middle eight in terms of getting relegated, but I think any Super League ambitions after this weekend will be over.
Okay, so you're very much in the Hull FC camp. How do you play in terms of bets? Are there any margins or try scorers that you like the look of here?
Yeah, certainly in terms of try scorers, if you, we'll start off with the Hull FC, because I think they're the team that are going to be in the ascendancy. Tom Lynham would be a standout man. He bagged a brace against Castleford last week. He's got 17 Super League tries. A player who's in fine form, I've watched him over the last few months, is Jordan Rankin, the fullback. He's got 6 tries, but he's really coming into his own in that fullback position. So he's certainly a player that I would be looking to have on my side. And the other one, as well as having a big season, is Jordan Thompson. Now, 4 tries for him. You'd say, well, he ain't got that many, but he'll be a big old price. I don't think we've got the timer right. I don't think we've got him down. But certainly Jordan Thompson at a bigger price, if that's how you like to play. I know, like, you know, I don't like taking the odds on ones, but Lynham will be odds on. I play him. Rankin will be odds against. And for a bigger price, we'll have a look at Jordan Thompson as well. I think if you're looking from a whole KR perspective, well, does Albert Kelly play or doesn't he? Because he's their top try scorer as well as their chief creator at the minute. So you'd have to be looking at him. I like Ken Seo whenever I back him. He has scored, so he certainly doesn't owe me any money. I'd be looking at Ken Seo as a potential big player. And a man, Graham Horne, former Hull player, and he scored against them in the derby last year. He's only got 3 tries this year, but Graham Horne's a man he'd love nothing better than to score against his old team. So again, we'll go Ken Seo will be short, around about 5 to 6, I think we'll get for him. And have a look at a bigger price in Graham Horne as well. In terms of the outrights, Hull 1-12 is 9-4, which I think is a very, very good price. There's the danger here for me that if, and it's a big if because Hull KR at home are decent, but there's a big worry for me if Hull get on top early on, I could see Hull KR collapsing. Hull plus at 13 or more. Now, it's not a bet I'd normally entertain, but they showed great determination the other day. 13 plus at 9-2. Look, it's a big outsider, and you can see why it's an outsider, but just looking at the makeup of the game, it's the potential to all go wrong for Hull Kingston Rovers, and I'm going to say that 13 plus is a play.
Okay. Siding with Hull FC then, and possibly to run away with it a little bit. Saturday's game live on television is the Catalan Dragons against the Huddersfield Giants. Catalan in 7th, Huddersfield in 4th. We haven't priced this one up yet, Mark, but what would you be looking for when we do?
Well, I would imagine that Catalan at home would be ever so slight favourites, maybe even a scratch game this one, because we talk about, you know, the enormity of the result for the whole Hull KR game. Well, Catalan have had 2 chances. They've lost 2 games. They lost at Salford and Widnes in the last 2 weeks. If they'd won one of them games, they would be assured a place in the top 8. If they lose to Huddersfield, they go to Leeds on the last game of the season. And, you know, if Hull KR were to beat Hull, they could be out of the top 8 quite easily, Catalan. So this is a massive, massive game for them. It's a big game for Huddersfield. They're 4th. They lost at the weekend and got lucky because of the fact Castleford lost as well. They need to win the last 2 games as Giants to get that top 4. And for anyone, the top 4 means they go to a mini-league, the Super 8s. They play 7 games. If you're in the top 4, you get 4 games at home, 3 games away. If you come out of the top 4, then you get 3 at home, 4 away. So there's a big incentive to get in that top 4. So this is must win for me for both sides. I think it'll be round about a scratch game. Huddersfield have got Brett Ferris back after suspension. They're pretty much at full strength, the Giants, at the minute. But I'm just wondering, red hot conditions, Giants on the back of a tough loss at Saints last week. Catalan, we know, much better at home. I've just got a feeling Catalan might pick them, sadly. I think Catalan might just nick it.
Okay, Catalan to nick it. Unbeaten in 8 at home as well, aren't they, Catalan? They're very solid over in the south of France. One player I was looking at here, I know we haven't priced it up yet, but I think he'd be pretty short, but the price on Jermaine McGilvery, because he seems to like playing against Catalan. He seems to score against, I think he's scored in his last 4 meetings with the team. So any players stand out to you?
Yeah, I bat McGilver every week, mate, whoever the player. I backed him last week, put him up as one of the big shouts last week, and he duly obliged against St Helens. So I'd be getting stuck into him, wouldn't have any problem backing him, not at all. From a Catalan point of view, I'd probably look at the back rowers, like Zeb Tai if he plays, and Elliot Whitehead. They generally go well, score. But I think this could be another high-scoring game, to be honest. I think the conditions will be quite brutal. I think it'll be red-hot down there in the south of France, so I'd be looking to get on the points, and I'd be looking at Whitehead and Zeb Tyre to notch up some points for the Catalan Dragons. You know, that's their top try scorer, 11 for him. Eloy Pelissier is an interesting one. He's got 9 tries for the Dragons. He plays at hooker, and he generally goes off at a decent price. He generally get around about 2-1 for Pelissier. So I'd be looking at it, and I've just got the stats up, actually. Tyre, Pelissier and Whitehead are the 3 top try scorers for Dragons. I can't believe that. But those are the 3 I'd want to back. It's as simple as that.
Yeah, you were just mentioning you think there might be points in here as well. This looks like a prime candidate for one of those back either team and 20 points on the board when it's priced up, isn't it, for
both
teams?
Yeah, definitely. And with it being on the TV, we should be able to get that market as well. For Huddersfield, people will know McGilvery 12. Look at Akuma Tai, 9 tries, big forward. I know the boys upstairs have clipped him in a little bit recently, but we've landed a few touches on Akuma Tai. 9 tries for him. He's a beast of a man, and he might get chances as well. So keep him on your side. I'd expect to go for around about 5-2.
All right. Any of the other games this weekend stand out to you that you want to have a quick mention of?
I am going to have a look at, obviously, the fixtures this weekend. There's a few. Well, there's something on pretty much every game. I'd be expecting Castleford to bounce back and beat Wakefield. I know there's no great surprises there, but I think I'll be looking at a retribution for Castleford, who lost to Wakefield on the opening day of the season. Leeds play Salford on Friday night. Salford on a bit of a run of form at the moment, but Leeds will want to bounce back from their defeat, so I'll be looking at Leeds on the handicap in that one. And that's it. One bet in the Championship I want to put up. No, we don't normally go big on the Championship, but it was set up to be the Championship decider, wasn't it? Bradford against Lee this weekend. Bradford have fallen off a cliff, lost the last 2 games. It now means Lee will win the title at Bradford. Now, these two do not like each other. There is nothing clearer than that in the Championship. Bradford don't like Lee. Lee don't like Bradford. Lee would love to go to Bradford and rub their face in it on Sunday afternoon. This will be quite tight in the terms of the betting and the outright betting. I think Lee are going to batter the Bradford Bulls. I don't like to say it. I'm a Bradford lad, and I want Bradford to win the Championship. But they can't. No, they're not going to win it now, and I think Lee might put them to the sword. So have a look at the handicap on Lee, maybe even the alternative handicap on Lee. I think they're going to give Bradford a bit of a good hiding on Sunday afternoon.
Okay, yeah. What would be our best bet of the weekend before you go, Mark?
My best bet would be Lee to beat Bradford. You'll bet a bet on that on the Willie Mill website anyway. But I am going to stick my neck out here, and I'm going to say that Hull beat Hull Kingston Rovers. I just think that win last week has given Hull the belief that they can go on and win, whereas Hull KR's second half performance wasn't good enough. If they play anything like that this week, they'll get battered, and I think Hull to win 6-5 will be my bet of the weekend.
Fantastic. Thank you very much, Mark. Good luck, and enjoy the Super League this week.
Yeah, will do, mate. Will do. Looking forward to it. Let's see who the winners and the grinners are next week.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.